Hello, my name is Hussein Hashemi and welcome to my channel. Now today I'm going to teach you guys how to make police grade pepper spray. Now for this project you're going to need chili powder, you're going to need pepper powder, and you could use any pepper powder that you can get. You can use cayenne pepper, you can use habanero pepper powder, you can use just regular chili pepper powder, but I ordered some stuff online. And this is the Carolina Reaper pepper powder. Now, this is the hottest pepper currently in the world. I also grow this pepper in my balcony. I grow two of the hottest peppers in the world. One of them is the Carolina Reaper, and the other one is the Trinidad Scorpion. Now, they have flowered, but they haven't peppered yet. So basically, I just bought this online. Now, what else you're gonna need for this project? You're gonna need some alcohol. Now, this is just pure alcohol, but I don't like using it. Yeah, I prefer using vodka. Why do I prefer using vodka? I don't think I have to explain why I prefer using vodka. Now, vodka is a lot cheaper than buying pure alcohol. It's also a lot more available. You can buy it at almost every single store. And it's also a lot more fun. Now, before I finish this entire bottle, let's get to it.
You want to take your pepper powder and you want to use a funnel to fill all the powder inside the bottle. And you're gonna do the exact same thing with the vodka.
Now if you follow this tutorial, you should have something that looks like this right now. You're gonna make sure that the bottle cap is really tight because alcohol is one of those things that will evaporate over time. Now you're gonna shake this thing 3 times a day for 7 days, so for a week. When you wake up, give it a little shake. When you have lunch, give it a little shake. And right before you go to bed, give it a little shake. Now the longer you do it, the better this will be. I'm just gonna do it for about a week, but it's up to you. You could do it for a month, for 2 months, maybe even longer. I'll be back next week. Hello guys, I'm back. Now it has been around 2 weeks now since I've let the pepper juice marinate. I did shake it 3 times a day, but I just didn't have enough time to actually finish the project and make the pepper spray because I was just so busy doing other projects. Now here is actually the pepper juice. You can see that it changed a lot in color, but it's really important right now to not shake it because we're actually going to put it in a separate bottle. So yeah, do not shake it right before you're going to do this. Next step, you guys can see that the big pieces, the powder is like all down at the bottom.
Now take your pepper juice and add it inside a separate bottle. This should be really easy because all the powder is at the bottom, but use a sieve just in case. Now I'm going to add olive oil to the pepper juice, but you can add any oil you'd really like. This step is optional for those of you that have it. I'm going to add some lidocaine to the pepper juice.
Now the reason why you actually want to use oil inside of it is because when you have like oil inside of it, it's gonna stick to the face and to the eyes. Like for instance, if you have just like any oil on your head, you can't just wipe it off or you can't just wash it away with water. You need soap to wash it away. And basically the same principle counts for this. You know, you don't wanna like spray an attacker and him just wiping it off or something like that. You want it to cause a lot of damage, and by adding oil it's gonna stick to his face, it's gonna cause as much damage as it possibly can. And the reason why you want to actually use lidocaine is because lidocaine is used by dentists, tattoo artists, because it's really effective. It can numb teeth, it can numb your skin even. And basically, I mean, it even says it's only for external use, so no telling what it can do if you like spray someone in his nose, in his lips, in his mouth, in his eyes. You know, it will like numb his eyes, it will give him bad visual, he will be disoriented, you know, so it's really a bonus adding lidocaine. But it's only optional because I know like most of you guys can't get this stuff, but yeah, if you do have it, it's fun to use it. So yeah, I'm just gonna open it up and have a little taste test. I'm just gonna take a little nib on my tongue to see how it feels. Oh, God damn. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this stuff is definitely very powerful. I can still feel it. Like, it's the hotness of the pepper, and I can't explain how hot this pepper actually is. Feel like the lidocaine numbing my tongue. So that's a really weird feeling.
When you're actually done with the project, you can actually put it inside one of these little sprayers.
Or you can put the pepper spray inside one of these pressure sprayers. Now these are actually my Trinidad scorpions. They have finally peppered, so I'm really looking forward to harvesting them to see if I can make some amazing pepper spray with them. Now thank you guys for watching the video and take care.